For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Across the bridge from Beaufort, past the rural roads of Ladies Island, sits a beach so stunning. Author Pat Conroy wrote about it. He recalled, "There was an albino porpoise swimming in the Harbor River the first time I drove out to visit the glorious beach on Hunting Island." But that glorious beach has been closed for nearly 2 years, and its recent reopening simply jaw-dropping for once frequent visitors.
Oh my God.
Eileen Benjamin just arrived at Hunting Island with her friend Liv Weiss.
We used to camp right off the beach, and now it's like, it's so devastating. Different. It's yeah. Like a disaster has hit. It just breaks my heart.
Disaster did hit, not once, but twice. Hurricane Matthew's powerful winds wiped out its dunes in 2016, leaving the barrier island defenseless. A year later, the surge from Hurricane Irma swamped more than half of the state park's 200 camping spots and swallowed 15 to 20 feet of shore. What was once beachside camping is now underwater at high tide.
It looks different. It is a wow with the amount of damage.
J.W. Weatherford is the park's manager.
On the east side of us here along the ocean, you see a lot of trees that are down.
He says they had to remove 2,600 trees, mostly pines, from the park's public areas, so distressed they could collapse. Their stumps now stick up from the sand, as do twisted, uprooted trunks and electric cables from former campsites. Weatherford estimates the damage at $1.2 million.
Forever this island has changed. None of this is new. I mean, we have been managing this changing barrier island since the state got involved with the property in the 30s.
It is, after all, a barrier island, a buffer for the coast. As we walk along the northern end, plover birds scurry. The beloved Boneyard Beach has grown. Trees dead from beach erosion fall like wooden sculptures in the sand. Rainbow-colored hammocks hang between their limbs. Just ahead.
And you get your first views of our beacon, the lighthouse.
The Hunting Island Lighthouse, unscathed from hurricanes. And yes, you are invited to climb. 167 steps.
Two more to go.
Oh, wow.
We're here, and what a view. This island you see with homes?
Yeah.
That's 10 miles away. That's Edisto Island.
It's also easy to see what the ocean has gobbled up.
A lot of our property is in the form of sandbars under the ocean.
Weatherford says they're still trying to figure out what and where to rebuild. Construction crews salvage what they can. They are counting on federal dollars. But Weatherford says Hunting Island is the state's most popular park, bringing in more than $3 million a year. They won't replace the campsites. Instead, they'll offer reserved day spots with fire pits and picnic benches, hopefully this summer. We walk some more. He points out deer prints in the sand. A pelican glides overhead.
It is easy to see the magic in Hunting Island State Park, even after two hurricanes.
5 miles of beach, remote and wild, just the pull of the ocean. What visitors love about the island also makes it vulnerable. For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.